Go ahead there, Matt. We're having a little trouble with the music here. I can't sing it for you.
Yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can try, at least. Hi, it's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. As you can hear, it's a little bit of an issue with the computer. You going to be okay in there? There it is.
Better late than never, right?
Yeah. Hell, we can have a discussion about this a little bit later on. Good to be with you today on a Friday. Once again, just it's cold. It's unfortunate for the powers that be in at the Frozen Four. The Frozen Four tournament, of course, is over in St. Paul, the XL Energy Center. It's Michigan, Ohio State, Minnesota, Duluth. Who's the other team? Notre Dame?
Notre Dame. Well, they already had the first round. It's Notre Dame and Duluth in the championship tomorrow.
Is that what it is? That's why it looks so, like, you know, apocalyptic over there. That's why it does. It's Notre Dame, Minnesota, Duluth.
They had the semis last night, then the championships tomorrow night.
Okay. We were over there. It looked just. You'd think that there'd be something going on out there. I mean, it looked like there was a Walking Dead set going on. Right outside the X, I'm like, okay. I mean, is it the cold? I guess it's the cold. You know, we host these major events, and it's like, you know, it's unfortunate. This is unfortunate. I don't have any pity for people like, why did you play in Minnesota in January, the Super Bowl? It's cold there. Yeah, I mean, duh. April, we're not supposed to be this cold. So I hope you enjoyed your visit, Ohio State and Michigan. And hey, Notre Dame, how you guys doing? That must be why there's Notre Dame jerseys all over the place. I've seen a ton of Notre Dame guys around. I want to make sure, you want to feel old today? You want to feel really old today, Brett?
Why not?
Took the kids over. Because Martin Luther King, of course, the 50th anniversary of his assassination was earlier this week on the 4th of April. 1968 is when he was assassinated. And so the 1968 exhibit is over at the Minnesota Historical Society. The kids are all out of school because of conferences today, because God forbid you have three full work days of school after spring break before you have to take another four-day weekend, okay? So I know it's conferences. I back up teachers 1,000%. But we went over to the Minnesota Historical Society, went to the 1968 exhibit, and we're going through that, and have you seen this exhibit yet there, Brett? Have you been over there?
I have not had a chance to go yet.
All right, I'll make sure I get you in there over there, okay? It's exceptional. I mean, it talks about the Vietnam War. It talks about the assassination of both MLK and Kennedy, the presidential race of 68, which was huge. And Humphrey, as well, versus Nixon, and then the space launch, the Olympics. There are so many things, and then there's the moment where we're going through, and of course they've got a lot of pop culture elements to this exhibit, and TV shows like Mission Impossible and the old original Mission Impossible, and Laugh-In, and the, you know, when Mr. Rogers debuted, and stuff like that, Night of the Living Dead, and of course a lot of great music from the 1968, including the Monkees, which not only were popular in 68, but of course they were popular when MTV started re-airing the episodes in the 1980s. They became wildly popular again. So you get there's all this stuff, and my daughter's like, wow, this stuff is ancient. Ancient? Ancient. I mean, that's a little bit of
that makes you feel old, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a harsher term. Ancient. Well, but then I said to myself, okay, let me put this in perspective, my perspective in my life to where she's at now. My daughter is 13 years old. She said this is ancient looking back in 1968. I was born in 68, which would mean I would have been 13, probably 81, 82. So in 1982, 50 years before that was 1932. She's right. It is ancient. It just is for me in my perspective on this planet. It's not ancient.
Yeah, you're talking like big band in the 30s, or
It was big band. It was, well, as you know, the beginning of talkie movies.
That really makes it.
Radio was a fledgling industry back then. TV didn't even exist. That puts it in perspective, because she's right. Because in 1982, 1932 seemed ancient for me at that point. For her, looking back on 1968, I can understand why she says that. And wow. I feel elderly.
Well, don't you think, though, the level of achievement between, you know, 32 and 82 versus 68 and 18, you would think we've advanced more between 30.
It's hard to say because, yeah. I mean, it's easy to look at these square glowing rectangles. It is really easy to look at these things and say to yourself, yeah, I mean, this has changed everything. Yeah, but so did flight. And there is an interesting, I read a phenomenal article about how airline travel, people just don't seem to understand. If I wanted to, you know, 100 years ago, if I wanted to go from New York to London, you better have 4 days on the fastest ship you can find because that's what it was going to take. There were no flights then really across the Atlantic Ocean. You know, you had to have a fast-moving ship to get you from point to point. And so travel back then was this much more laborious and time-consuming thing. I mean, you didn't just go someplace. You didn't get a car. I mean, as a matter of fact, I always ask my dad, why was my great-grandfather's summer cabin only 20 miles away from his house in Virginia? It wouldn't seem like that was the case. And he said, well, when he built it, they were coming out here in horse and carriage, and that was a day trip, an entire day. They'd pack up the night before, and they would leave at sunrise, and they would get up there in by taking old logging trails. They would get up there in one full day. That's the reality of it. So, when you look at that stretch, 32 to 82, and in 1982, I mean, you were flying all over the world. I mean, I think the Concorde was going. That was the what is it, four-hour flights from London, from Paris to New York. I mean, we changed a lot of things, and a lot of things became different. I would say another thing that changed right after that, calling people, because one of the things I think that's lost on this generation is the idea of, you know, you would make a 7-minute phone call to grandma in 1976 was like an $8 phone call. I mean, it was expensive to call long distance. And so it wasn't until they started looking at Ma Bell and saying, well, can you explain why this phone call costs $8 for a 7-minute phone call? And they couldn't answer it. And I remember that they couldn't, and then all of a sudden it was like, we had to break up Ma Bell because it was a monopoly. They were charging us obscene amounts of money for phone calls that were costing them cents to make, and things changed dramatically. And that's when all of a sudden phone calls, and now I Skype worldwide, and this is not necessarily the glowing screen per se. It's a major part of it, but I can do video FaceTime calls with people worldwide instantaneously. I mean, that's another big thing. The way that we communicate via phones and technology is astounding. But no, that does make me feel somewhat ancient. 952-946-6205. Martin Moylan, Catherine Richard, Emma Sprang, Bill Catlin, and Tom Kahn. Report from NPR that Minnesota Public Radio board member, former Best Buy CEO Brad Anderson, confirmed he contributed $25,000 in 2016 to a right-wing group. Anderson says he does not stand by the inflammatory anti-Muslim videos the group distributed over social media. The Center for Responsive Politics Open Secrets blog was the first to report Anderson and an organization linked to Best Buy founder Richard Schulze each contributed $25,000 in 2016 to Secure America Now, a so-called dark money organization which ran highly targeted ads designed to stoke fears in Muslims in the weeks before the 2016 election. I'm reading this report out of the Glean on MinnPost. I want to make sure we understand what former Best Buy CEO Brad Anderson is saying. He is saying either I knowingly, you know, what he is saying is I had no idea. I don't support this group. But let's actually take what he's saying and really break down what the two options are. The two options are, one, that he's really not being honest, that he wasn't really being honest, and he actually knowingly knew what this group is. And by the way, I did take a look around at Secure America Now. It seems like their only angle was anti-Muslim videos. So I find it very difficult to believe that you could give money to this organization and not know exactly what it was going to go for. because Secure America Now sure seems like an anti-Muslim. And basically, it's not an anti-Muslim. It's scare whitey because the Muslims are coming. It's that kind of organization. It's the kind of organization that gladly runs ads in small town America and around Minnesota to scare white people who rarely ever see a minority into thinking minorities are right over the hill. We're scared to death. Grab Mary Sue. But seriously, that's what these paranoid twits, you know, want to, you know, they want to believe that. These people facilitate that by running ads in their community telling them that their worst paranoid and unintelligent, stupid, moronic thought processes are legit. That's what these groups do. And that, when you look at Secure America Now, that pretty much seems like that was the entire scope of the purpose of that organization. So what he's either doing is he knowingly gave to this group because he wanted to scare Waddy. Or what he's saying is, I gave $25,000 to a group I have no idea what they did. What's dumber? I mean, seriously, what is the dumber of those two scenarios? You knowingly gave money to a group who purposely was trying to scare whitey with anti-Muslim videos, or you're dumb enough to just start writing $25,000 checks without knowing exactly where that money's going. And let me be honest with you, I have a very hard time believing Brad Anderson didn't know exactly where that $25,000, that's not chump change, that's not $100. That's not, you know, a dinner out. That's $25,000. You didn't know where that money was going? Well, actually, he does know where it's going. He doesn't stand by the inflammatory and anti-Muslim videos that were put forward by the group. Well, then why did you give to the group then? Did they have a really good chocolate fondue buffet? Well, what was your motivation to even give to this group? You know, and we haven't even heard from Richard Schulze, and his organization, why they were given money there. But this is the whole point of it is this. The dark money, these people gladly write these checks to these dark money groups because they don't think they're going to get caught. And now, as the sunlight is turned on to their dark money ways, look at them squirm in the light. Look at them, oh, well, geez, well, I don't know. Really, golly gosh, gee willikers, really, golly gosh. No, you cannot. So, once again, I'll let you determine at home. Either Brad Anderson knew exactly who this group was, or he just gave a $25,000 check to a hate group that was running ads of hate in these areas, but apparently he didn't agree with the hate group ads. Do they have a really tough Sudoku? Is that what? Why were you giving them $25,000 then if you didn't agree with them? I mean, this is a legit question. Are you really that? Someone come to my office. They wanted a donation. Where's my checkbook, Mabel? $25,000. Judge, are you Nazis? No? Okay, I don't care what else you do. Now, we're close to Nazis, but they weren't the actual Nazis. I don't know. How did you do this if you were unintentional? Because like I said, Secure America Now, it doesn't, from what I've seen about this organization, doesn't seem to be mixing any words here. Seems to be pretty much a hate group that was a dark money hate group. And if I may make a request to Anonymous, the hackers out there, hack every one of these dark money groups and let's find out who's been giving what to who. And then have all these guys, I'm sorry, because let's make sure we're really clear about this. What I'm presuming Brad Anderson and Schulze, if he does apologize, I'm presuming what they're really upset about is getting caught. I'm presuming that they got caught giving money to a hate group. And now they have to, willikers, I'm not really that way. Really? Because I can tell you right now, I don't give money to the Nazis. I don't. I mean, if the Nazis came to my door, I'd say, get the hell off my property. Get away from me. I wouldn't be like, hey, I like the cut of your jib. Here's a $25,000 check. Here you go. I wouldn't be doing that. I would have the wherewithal to say, that's not good. good luck with that whole course of action. Good luck with that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Really quick, Joe and Hopkins. It's at the Minnesota History Museum over in St. Paul, right off of Kellogg there. That's where you'll find the 1968 exhibit in St. Paul. The Minnesota History Center. Go there. It's fantastic. And it is going on there for a few more weeks. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hello, I'm Dr. Vladimir von Surikov, the director and president of the Museum of Russian Art, which holds the finest collection of Russian art in North America, as well as an award-winning gift shop, Izba. Unique gifts, artworks, and artisan-made products are sourced from artists and jewelers who use traditional Russian materials to create stunning pieces for purchase. Izba Gift Shop is on Facebook and Instagram. Our museum is at tmora.org. Visit Izba Gift Shop for that special gift you will cherish.
While shopping for a fireplace insert at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, I was amazed at all the choices. Not just gas, electric, or wood-burning, but also built-in or freestanding, and options in every style from antique to modern. The staff really listened to us, explained the options, and helped us choose a fireplace we absolutely love. Now it warms our hearts and our home every winter. Thank you, Woodland Stoves, for a great addition.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak, putting in a word for the EPA Burn Wise campaign. It has important information about clean burning fireplaces. This is an important part of our mission at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. We know that the fireplace has to work. Work with your life, work with your living space, and also be environmentally smart. Come see us. Learn to burn wise. We have over 35 working units on display at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Visit our store in person or online at woodlandstoves.com.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Hi, this is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design, and I'd like you to tune in to a new program, Drink in the Style. Sundays at 5 p.m., Drink in the Style is going to be a one-hour conversation about interior design and aesthetics, all while enjoying a cocktail created by a local mixologist. Drink in the Style, Sundays at 5 p.m., brought to you by Habitation Furnishing and Design.
It's my pleasure to invite you to the Museum of Russian Art. I'm Dr. Vladimir von Surikov, the museum's director and president. Our museum, located in South Minneapolis at the intersection of 35W and Diamond Lake Road, hosts the finest collections of Russian art and shows 6 to 8 exhibitions annually. The Museum of Russian Art has free parking and is open weekdays and weekends. For more information, go to tmora.org. I look forward to your visit.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. Coming up here in a little bit, the importance of every race. The importance of every race. Keith Waxelman is going to be joining us. There's a special election in Minnetonka, the city council. We're going to talk about, I know for most people out there, Minnetonka city council race means nothing, but it's the important element of the fact that we need to keep fighting every race across the board. And we'll talk to him coming up here in a little bit and find out a little bit about the Minnetonka race in case you are interested in that out in Minnetonka. 952-946-6205. All right, ready for it. We ready? It's time for Sex Talk with Tim Pawlenty.
Can I put we're bringing this back, huh?
Yeah, oh, darn right we are. It's Sex Talk with Republican candidate for governor, Tim Pawlenty. All right, there you go. Okay there. Hi, I'm Tim, and I'm going to sex you up, baby. That's right. Who's for it? Oh, yeah, you know. I'm going to take care of you. The vanilla monster is here. Now, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you up. And I'm going to give you a thing I call the tater tot hot dish. It's delightful. And like the actual tater tot hot dish, it comes from love. So get ready for it. Who wants some? It's Tim, hot Tim action. There you go.
Hot Tim.
Okay. Hot Tim action. The tater tot hot dish. Oh, yeah.
I think I've had plenty of that.
No, we're going to keep doing it. We are keeping doing it. I want to give kudos to who did this over at City Pages. This is exceptional. A great rundown of the incompetency of this guy. Jonathan Karminski over at City Pages. This is brilliant. It was at 34 of these things, that the stuff that this guy has done over the ages. In a second here. Let me pull this up here. Starting off with the aftermath of the 35W bridge collapse. In the aftermath of the 35W bridge collapse in August, Pawlenty had wavered on his steadfast no new taxes pledge. Everything is on the table, he announced 3 days after the collapse. I'll be moving to consider and put a gas tax increase. 6 months later, the Democratic-controlled legislature opened the new session by overwhelmingly passing a bill replenishing the barren coffins of the Transportation Department, helping to pay for it a 20-cent gas tax hike. By the time the bill reached his desk, Pawlenty had experienced a change of heart, whipping out the veto and the taxpayer protection pen. The story didn't end there, though. Apparently, six House Republicans voted to override the veto. Their votes proved crucial, and basically, transportation bill was ended up being passed. And then Pawlenty, because he's the god, decided to destroy those six Republicans and destroy their careers, because God forbid you do anything that Tim Pawlenty says you don't want to do. Let's see. FedEx gains competitive advantage on UPS by classifying its drivers as independent contractors, therefore avoiding paying payment of benefits while also saving millions in taxes. Governor Pawlenty does. That didn't stop him from vetoing a bill that would have outlawed the practice in Minnesota. It's a hugely important issue for workers who are caught in the bind. In his veto letter, Pawlenty declared the bill is arbitrary value and certain to create unwarranted confusion in the industry, as opposed to having two completely different standards. All right, whatever. In mid-March, with the legislative session well underway, Pawlenty crisscrossing the country on behalf of John McCain, House Majority Leader Tony Sertich told reporters that Minnesotans would be shocked to know that the governor and legislative leaders had not been in the same room since the start of the legislative session. Shortly thereafter, Sertich got a call from Pawlenty, a Pawlenty aide, with a message straight from the governor: cheap shots are cheap, but they're not free. A couple of weeks later, when the time came for Pawlenty to have a crack in line item veto the mass borrow to build bill, he made good on his threat. Gone were three projects from the Iron Range district of Sterich. You tried not to take it personally, Sterich, but nobody should be subject to retribution like that. It didn't end there. No doubt fueled by lingering bitterness from the transportation bill override, Pawlenty eliminated every single project in St. Paul, reducing at least one local legislator to tears. He killed bike and walking trails across the state in one stroke, cut funding to the University Avenue light rail line. In the end, Pawlenty's light rail shocker proved to be just a bargaining chip, but his underlying message wasn't lost on anyone. So once again, let's remember this about Tim Pawlenty. Tim Pawlenty clearly has he's got his enemies list, and it doesn't matter if you're in the legislature or in the governor's match, it's his way or the highway. Mind you, I want to make sure everyone understands this. If you applaud that, why don't you applaud that with Governor Dayton? Oh, that's right. God, like I said, there's 34 of these. In the 2006 re-election campaign debate, Pawlenty had this to say about the United States' Cuba policy. If I was a federal politician, I would say it's time to reasonably up our trade relationship with Cuba. Here's 20 months later, Pawlenty: providing more economic opportunity for Cuba through trade will enable and empower the current regime. The second quote from Pawlenty's letter explaining his veto of a non-binding resolution calling for the embargo to end brings him in line with the key Cuban-American voting bloc in Miami that he was interested in. So once again, it was for his own personal benefit than anything else. The whole thing, I forgot about how Pawlenty was really responsible for the mess with Real ID. That was all on him. Tim Pawlenty, don't let anyone tell you Tim Pawlenty's not petty. Remember the dramatic transportation funding battle? The bill Pawlenty vetoed would have, among many other things, raised the tax on compressed natural gas by 10% to 1.913 per 1,000 cubic feet. The veto override bill, however, contained a typo. 1.913 became 11913. After the legislator patched the bill to fix the error, Pawlenty issued this terse three-letter veto letter decrying higher taxes, so the typo became law. Instead of a 10% hike as of October 1, the tax on compressed natural gas would drop by 46%. It was a technical error, said Steve Murphy, a DFL for Red Wing, but he didn't stop him. Under federal law, when the majority of workforce votes to unionize, an employer can either accept the will of its workers or drag the process out a second, oftentimes hotly contested round of voting. Not so under the Employee and Freedom Choice Act, which will grant the unionizing wishes of the majority of workers to outright whether management likes it or not. This would completely change union organizing. The legislature passed a non-binding resolution urging the bill forward in Congress, where Senate Republicans filibustered it into submission last year. But Pawlenty has never been one to support workers over their bosses, and he's not about to start now. Parroting the misleading but widely disseminated industry line that the act would deprive workers of a secret ballot, Pawlenty's veto letter went on to decry the act as a one-sided legislation that would encourage more employers to transfer jobs, particularly manufacturing jobs, overseas. I got news for you. One of the things I want to make sure I mention here. That these are the same Republicans who insisted once we raised the minimum wage in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that every restaurant's going to close, every store is going to close, every coffee shop is going to close, everything is going to be shut down. And they were all idiots. So there's that. Let's get David in real quick. We'll get David in really quick. David in San Francisco, you got about a minute. Thanks for the phone call. David? David? There you are, David.
Like bicycle paths and, reducing the amount of smog. You're talking about reducing the amount of asthma. You're reducing the amount of hit and run, pedestrian injuries. And there becomes a huge savings for the region. Medical emergency bills fall because the asthma rate goes down. And this is proven by the... they did the Olympics down in Los Angeles, it's been 20 years ago, and they made their mass transit system entirely free during the Olympics, and the asthma rate went down this huge amount, so they saved millions of dollars in emergency room visits. So for Pawlenty to be playing, these vicious games with the with the constituents, he's actually costing a huge amount of money. And then, of course, there's a third angle of it, and that's that the money that you spend on gasoline gets sucked out of town. It goes to Saudi Arabia, or it goes.
Well, and David, you're getting into a lot of things there. Obviously, bashing on Pawlenty to a point is a good part of that, but it's a larger issue there. But no, when you look back at this list, and I highly encourage you, and I'll repost the list of all the things that Tim Pawlenty has done, and he should be questioned on all of them. I mean, he's already coming on out with these lies about his campaign. I'm for education. No, you're not. You screwed over the entire education system in this state in your final budget when you shifted the education. You bankrupted almost every district in the state when you did that, you idiot. You're not pro-education. You have a record of being anti-education. He says he's pro-middle class. Really? You, sir, were responsible for shrinking the middle class, and you applauded yourself as you did it. You proudly shrank that middle class, and now because you want to try to lie and try to get these people to vote for you, you're trying to put out this, well, I'm really for the middle class. No, you're not. You're for Wall Street lobbyists, because that's what you are. You're a Wall Street lobbyist. And you don't care. You basically just, you're like everything, it's all about you, T-Paw. It's all about you. You're only looking forward to your next chance at getting your ass handed to you in a presidential election. Good luck with that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we come on back here, we're going to be joined by Keith Waxelman. He is once again, and we're going to talk. I got a mission for you people out there. We are going to take this to the GOP, and we are going to kick their asses. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
It's time for spring cleaning. Wait, you weren't planning on getting your carpets cleaned this spring? Getting your carpets cleaned is not just about how your home looks. It's about your family's health with all the bacteria and allergens building up. That's why Zero Res uses their patented empowered water so you get a healthy and clean home without soapy, crunchy, dirt-attracting residue. This month, get 3-room Zero Resified starting at $139. Plus, this month, save $50 when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, president of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on AM 950, Saturdays from noon to 1. Our team from Minnesota Hospice will be talking with Dr. Ira Byock, how understanding our own mortality can lead to finding greater fulfillment and joy in life. Please join us Saturday from noon to 1 for the new Minnesota Hospice show and learn more about us online at minnesotahospice.com.
As Trump assembles a war cabinet, including John Bolton as National Security Advisor and Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State, as the U.S. continues to wage war in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria, and as Trump threatens war with North Korea, it is time to act. Stop the endless U.S. wars. Say no to new wars with Iran or North Korea. Join an anti-war protest on Sunday, April 15th, that is part of National Spring Actions Against Endless War. Gather at Hennepin and Lagoon at 1:30. March at 2 p.m. with a return to the starting location. As the doomsday clock is set for 2 minutes to midnight and the military budget grows, demand money for housing, education, and the environment. Join the anti-war protest on April 15th at Hennepin and Lagoon in Minneapolis. Gather at 1:30, march at 2. Initiated by Minnesota Peace Action Coalition. For more information, call 612-827-5364. That's 612-827-5364.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333. Woo, woo, woo.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for mostly sunny skies today with a high near 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 10. Saturday, sunny with a high near 30. And Sunday, snow with a high around 31.
Don't miss the Longevity Expo this Saturday only at the Maple Grove Community Center. See up to 150 exhibitors. Find all the resources to help you live a longer, healthier, and more active lifestyle. This Saturday only at the Maple Grove Community Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. EatLocalMinnesota.com. Restaurant of the week is Cafe Latte. Fantastic food over there. Victoria and Grand in St. Paul have got us once again the Frozen Four finale tomorrow. Notre Dame, UMD, go Bulldogs. I'm not a Bulldogs fan, but, you know, it's mighty enjoyable watching Michigan lose. Oh, gosh, I enjoyed that. Ohio State's gone, so it's no Notre Dame. And as a Catholic boy, too, I am saying this. Isn't that in, I'm in trouble.
You're going against Notre Dame as a Catholic boy. You are in trouble.
Well, it's actually my kids' college applications. But, you know, it's Notre Dame. It's a pricey school. I'm okay with that. UMD, go. If you're going over to St. Paul to enjoy that this weekend, stop on by. Cafe Latte, fantastic place. A magnificent place. If you were looking for dessert, a little coffee afterwards, stop on by for there. Try that chocolate turtle cake. Whole or by the slice on the desserts there, and the pizza and wine bar is fantastic. It is Cafe Latte, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. There are no more small elections. There are no more, you know, races you can sit out. You have to, I mean, when you look at the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which was just a trouncing, by the way, an absolute trouncing, the Dan Schoen race over there, even the Tony Cornish race where the Republican won, but that closed up by 16 points in that race. These races are getting close. And one of the things that we have learned is that the Republicans do not, they have a lot of money, but they do not have enough money to have to campaign everywhere. They cannot do it. And right now, if they have to start campaigning not only on a federal level or on a state level, but individual races, they're in big trouble. This is why challenging is important. And I got some marching orders for you on two different angles there. I want to welcome into the studio right now, Keith Waxelman is joining us. He's running for Minnetonka's 4th Ward. Which is a third ward. It's
third
a
ward.
Third ward. Okay. My notes are Minnetonka's third ward, a complicated little district. I know once again, this is more of a local thing, but this is the point. Keith, first of all, thank you very much for coming on in.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Why did you decide, all right, I'm going to enter into the fray of politics?
It was an interesting decision, and I know that from my volunteer work, working with people and the various volunteer things I do, I have two young kids. I learned that one thing that's really important for the community is that it continues to be vibrant, cooperative, and inclusive. And that's what I learned. It was actually in another one of these volunteer meetings, I learned about the Open Ward 3 position. I said to myself, you know, that could be an opportunity to make sure that we have the type of future that we'd like for our families, for our friends, for our grandparents as well. And that's really the start of it. I really think with my background, I would be a fresh voice. I'd be someone who would actively listen. And I believe, number one, in logic paired with empathy, but I also believe in innovation at the same time, and in progress for the future. I believe in a progressive vision that we can make something happen. We can make the future bright for an inclusive Minnetonka for the future.
It's interesting that you're bringing this up because what you've just said there is something that on some levels is repeated on other levels of elections. But it's something that I think Democrats, progressives, and I want to make sure we say this for the record. This Minnetonka 3 race is a it's non-party affiliated. It's basically just a whole kit and caboodle of candidates. But at the same time, we can no longer be dumb about this sort of thing, and that if we want to really we see the machine that's working on the conservative side, on the far right side of this country, and if we sit back and wait and not do anything and not jump into the fray like you're doing, that regardless of where this is at, this is going to end up being bad for us overall. It doesn't matter the race.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you really have to feel passionate about, especially in today's environment. Mm-hmm. It is something that you need good people to step up, and that's why I was encouraged to do this. You know, Minnetonka was voted one of Money Magazine's top 100 cities to live in America for a good reason. It's great right now. We face some challenges in the future that I think are going to require that empathy that I was talking about. We have an aging population that we need people to understand their views. We also need to be able to be inclusive and attractive to younger families, you know, to help Minnetonka for the future. It's really one of those things that it's tough. And I think, you know, you could use someone in Minnetonka who has logic, empathy, good background, and the ability to see problems and help for the future.
Keith, one of the things I like about you, and this is something that we've talked about a lot here, the elections, these federal elections, presidential elections, even some state elections, the impact to you is not as great as what I like to call the sausage making, the meat and potatoes, the bread and butter. That is your city councils, your county commissioners, your parks board, your water table, if you got one of those, your mayor, at school boards. I mean, my gosh, the impact all these organizations have is astronomical. These are the ones that really affect you on a day-to-day basis. And it really can be a lot of it's not the prettiest work. It's not the most, you know, it's kind of the one you're going to get the attaboy and the thing there. But I have a lot of respect for people that get involved in this stuff because it's people like yourselves that are trying to keep these cities working, operation, and then having that vision towards the future. Mm-hmm. Where is this city going to be in next year, in 20 years, in 50 years? And you are planning this. Once you run for these positions, you are looking at that 50-year game plan. And that is such an important element of it. That's what really has the impact to most people on a day-to-day basis, those local races.
Yeah, it's absolutely, Matt, where the rubber meets the road and the potholes that are fixed under that road. It's something that if you talk about local interaction, this is really where it happens. Mm-hmm. And it's the quality of the schools, it's the quality of the environment, is how important is education to the community. And thankfully, Minnetonka, it's very important to the population. I'd like to help keep it that way. And you know, for me, as well as many other people, one of the things that attracted us to this area is the natural beauty, mm-hmm. the environment. And that's one of the things that I think, you know, both for looking at it, for walking in it, for recreation, we need to be smart about the environment, mm-hmm. now as well as in the future. I think that we're facing challenges from AIS and development, et cetera. It's one of those things that we really need to be intelligent about it. And I think that, mm-hmm. you know, that is a part of what defines Minnetonka.
And well, you mentioned intelligence. You talked about this district. There are three different school boards. So no matter what, if whoever represents Ward 3, is you're going to have a situation. And once again, these are every one of these races, it's unique. The individual you need to put in there has that intelligence, because you're going to be having to deal with three different school boards and constituents that have three very different sets of problems.
Absolutely. And that's one of the challenges. I think it takes someone who is going to have that, have the energy to do the diligence, to dig in, to talk to people, to try to find what is that solution that's going to bridge those gaps right now. How are we going to help, especially the children of the future, as we talk about school systems?
Mm-hmm. With the special election, once again, why is this seat open on a special election?
Special election is open because the candidate for, well, the new mayor, Brad Wiersum, mm-hmm. this was his spot. So when he took office in January, this became open.
Okay. And there are no elections you can take off anymore. People, there's no elections you can take off anymore. You cannot go on out there. With it being, here's the other element which I want to bring in, which is, once again, this is a non-political affiliation race. It's very similar to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, where there was really no R or Ds on the ballot. This is why it's important for people to educate themselves. You have to take the time to go out and figure out who exactly you're voting for, because one of the pitfalls you can have in these races is that if you don't know who you're voting for, you can end up voting for someone who completely disagrees with everything that you stand for.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's tough because this is a one-issue special election. There is nothing else on this ballot, probably if not for... Yeah, we have a little yard sign war going on right now, which is kind of crazy, yeah, for this type of level of election. But it is intense, and you really need to find out. You need to do your homework as a voter and actually get out there and vote, because it's a special election, as I said, one issue, likely to have low turnout. But mm-hmm. what we need is the people who support our issues need to get out there and vote. And voting's actually open right now, early voting. Okay. They're open till 4:30 p.m. today at Minnetonka City Hall. Tomorrow they have extended hours from 10 to 3. And
Monday 8 to 5,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Monday 8 to 5, and Tuesday 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. is the election itself. But, if you want to learn more about my issues, again, it's Keith Waxelman. That's Waxelman. And check out my website. It's www.waxelman.com.
.com. Got it.
And I'll spell that. That's Waxelman.
.com. And I will make sure I link to all that a little bit later on. So if you go to the social media pages, the Twitter page, Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, Matt McNeil Show, that you'll be able to pull that up as well. Once again, and Keith, all my best on this issue, because as once you've heard, you know, although this is not a declared race, Keith has got some really good progressive ideas here. You need to educate yourself, especially on these special elections. So here's what I want to tell people out there. One, be like Keith. Run for elections. Do not let any seat go unchallenged this year. If they have to fight in every seat, in every city council, in every county seat, if every statewide race, if they have to fight in every one of them, they will lose, because they do not have the structure or money in place to be able to pull that off. The second thing is this. Educate yourself, and there are no more elections off. Minnetonka City, Ward 3. This election is for you. It's a special election. It's on Tuesday. There are no more off elections. This election matters, and you need to make sure you have the right choice. Once again, we'll make sure Waxelman, WAXELMAN.com.
Yes, and do we want to mention, Matt, where the ward actually is?
Where is Ward 3 in Minnetonka?
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's basically a central northern part of Minnetonka. It's between, it's east of 101, west of 494, and north of Highway 7.
And it goes up to, is it right around 394?
Right around 394, yeah. But there is a cut up in the district. It's certainly an interesting area, as Matt was saying. You have three different school districts. It's a bit of a hodgepodge, but all great people. And we just have to make sure that people go out and vote.
I have done enough of city council meetings and stuff like that, where I was like trying to understand city borders. Oh, okay, so basically 394 down to Highway 7, 101 to 494. That election is on Tuesday. Keith, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on in today.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Steve and Joe, I'll take your phone calls when I do come on back. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
This is Bill McLeslie, owner of IP House in Minneapolis. Does the thought of upgrading the computers at your office keep you up at night? Change can be overwhelming, especially when it comes to technology. I started IP House with the mission of making technology simple. We provide tech support for businesses just like yours, managing the technical hurdles so you can sleep at night. If your technology has you worried, call us, IP House, 612-337-6337. 612-337-6337.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota love was the RAV4 back in 1998. When I was traveling in February, I needed a rental car, and I jumped at the opportunity to drive one again. The RAV4 is fantastic with all the bells and whistles you need, and it has all the modern safety features to keep us safe, comfort as we vacationed. It fit all five of us and our luggage with ease. I was able to revisit my first love. Now, you can fall in love for yourself by test driving a RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 on Monday mornings at 7:30. This Monday, I'll talk about Christopher Tripp Zanaitis, who many felt could be the perfect candidate for our first gay president. He was a firefighter, lawyer, and National Guard helicopter pilot. Unfortunately, President Zanaitis will never happen. Tripp and six other service members were killed in a helicopter crash in Iraq last month. Tune in to hear about this shining star that America lost. Ellie 2.0 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Auto Technical's fundraising vehicle sale. Our three mechanics have been busy getting cars and trucks ready for the Friday-Saturday fundraiser sale. Come take a test drive. Take it to your mechanic. You will be impressed by the quality and pricing. $1,500 to $4,000 Friday and Saturday. A good bet is Auto Tech. AutoTech.org. 651-646-7826. 651-646-7826.
As with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle, with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. This song was 40 years ago. Seriously.
Song is very love or hate, too, I found, with people. They love it or they hate that song.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you hate My Sharona? Come on. Oh. It's not like it's like, you know, the Reflex from... It's from like Duran Duran. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, surprised. I know a couple family members who, for whatever reason, don't like it.
Wow. All right. Well, the good news for you is it's pretty easy to avoid something like that at this point. 952-946-6205. Reminder, thank you very much to Todd Colad. Todd is sponsoring AM 950 all this week. Thanks, Todd. We do appreciate it. Of course, you can go see his band, Just Folk. They got a brand new video out. I'll put the link out on the Facebook and Twitter page a little bit later on. The protest song they've got, that video that was filmed in Minneapolis, or actually in St. Paul, in Montana, and in Spain.
Thank you, Todd. We really do appreciate you sponsoring AM 950. You can too. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the phone number. Find out more information on how you can sponsor AM 950. Joe is in Minnetonka. Wanted to chime in. Welcome on in, Joe.
Hi, man. It's me again. I woke up from my nap. You told me to take naps to get better.
Okay.
You know, we're the Hopkins, Minnetonka. We're right across from Hopkins West Junior High. And I like the sounds of Keith very much. So Tuesday we were voting, so we will vote for Keith. Anyway, and I also made a call to Mr. Paulson's office in D.C., and he has no plans to do a town hall tomorrow.
He's not going to do the town hall? Oh,
I guess not.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
Well, if you have $20 worth of change,
I'm going to have a coughing jag. So I need, and thank you for the information. I've got the 4 great grands, and I'm going to get them there for that exhibit at the
The 1968 the Minnesota History Center. And remember, Keith Waxelman is Ward 3 in that special election. Thanks, Keith. I do appreciate that. And thanks, Joe. All my best. No, Paulson's not doing a town hall. Not even over the phone. He's not even going to phone it in.
He's not going to call from unknown name, unknown number.
Hello. Is there a way for us to make the phone sound for me? I'll tell you what we're going to do here.
There's a way we can do that in post-production, yes.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We'll do this. Should I do the rest of the show just like Keith Ellis or Eric Paulson would do it here? Let's see here. I'm going to call in on the – I'm going to
– Oh, yeah. We can do that. Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Six, two – All right.
Did you forget the number?
Well, I'm not used to calling it. So that's me, by the way. All right. So turn off my mic and turn on the phone, okay?
It's me there. Hi. It's welcome to Matt McNeil's official town hall. I am currently talking to you from a truck stop down in Albert Lea because, I'm really wanting to represent the local community. So, hey there, it's just like Eric Paulson. When you hear Eric Paulson talk, this is the only way you hear him talk, because he's terrified of actually showing up and doing something in person. So, we're done with this. I'll put the mic back on, okay?
Then again, you can do it this way. Like talking to people. We are going to do the Eric Paulson telephone town hall. We got to do that. I'll write up a script this weekend. All right.
A script? What do you mean? I think we actually are going to have
one. I get it. Wink. Yeah. Wink, wink, wink. Gotcha.
There's no script.
All right. Has there ever been a script to this show? Never. Steve is in Minneapolis. Welcome on in, Steve.
Hey, Matt, you geezer.
Hey.
Okay, so I'm precinct chair down here.
Beautiful.
And we have to do a do-over of our 62 convention tomorrow because the first one was so catastrophic. There was fist fights. The place got trashed. The police were called. They overreacted. It was an absolute nightmare. And so if we don't have a quorum tomorrow, we will get no representation at the state convention.
Wow.
So what I'm asking for is anybody that was a delegate or an alternate to the 62 convention, please show up.
Okay. All right. Wait, Steve, thank you very much. Once again, going on. Local politics matter, people. Local politics matter. You need to get involved. You need to find out what's going on. You need to be there and be part of what is happening in your own local community, whether it's a city council race, whether it's a convention. It's up to you. And when you do sit out, you get Trump and you get plenty and you get Paulson, for God's sakes. Maggie's up. Have a great week. When we're back on Monday. Till then, bye. See ya.